You're listening to Beauty, Strength, and Dominance, the official podcast of Lingerie Fighting Championships. And now, here's your host, Michael Lutkin!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back. It has been a while since you have seen our faces. This is the review for the LFC 38 Angels and Little Devils event coming to you from the FSW Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. And joining me, as always, is the most charismatic coach in the history of LFC Lingerie Fighting Championships, the one, the only, Coach Leon Hader. How are you, Coach?
Joel King, you know who it is, and you know who it's going to be. It's the Black Team Coach Leon Hader. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Mr. Carmelo Hayes over here looking to whip that trick. And speaking of that trick, we are also joined by the self-proclaimed most winningest coach in the history of LFC, the one, the only, Mr. Joel Kane. Joel, it's a pleasure. It's a privilege. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, not bad. I feel like he could have done a better intro than that, but that's all right. Whatever.
Well,
you got anything else?
Well, yeah, man. Well, first of all, we had a great event from LFC 38 Angels and Little Devils from Vegas, but god dang it, man. You were nowhere in sight. You had kids. We had kids coaching.
I think they were of age. I was
so
told
what
I was
age?
Informed,
what
age? They were of the age of coaching.
Really?
Yeah. They were like 14, man.
No, they look young. They're like, you know, like when actors are like 30 and they play teenagers in TV, it was like that.
This ain't Emmanuel Lewis. This ain't Webster, man. This is
LFC. No, the guy, he was 42 years old. He was older than me. Crazy.
That was not them. I could look, I was there.
No, kids on
you weren't even there. Man.
It's unreal.
Kids.
I mean, well, you know, the man.
Well, I will say this, minus the kids and minus just an epic event, I got to say, we had some of the top-notch talents within LFC at this event. We saw debuts, we saw reemergences and returns, and we saw Leon, before you even get into this, you, sir, had a very eventful night. You took some bumps. You had some questionable tactics. It was a very eventful night for you, Mr. Leon Hader.
Questionable. Listen, anything and everything that I do is for the betterment of the Black team. But I do have a right to defend myself. So we can talk about that a little later, too.
All right. Fair enough. So let us hop right into this, ladies and gentlemen. We open it up with Leon's favorite person in the whole entire world coming out in her niche boutique attire for lingerie. Shout out to Brandy May, LFC prospect, and Kim Buck, who are on the judges' table alongside that boy, Trap Daddy, Trap Gambino. We start off LFC 38 with Bella Rebel Princess, now Goddess of Chaos Madison, representing the pink team against that newcomer, Riley Wildcard Jade. And man, oh man, did this not disappoint. Riley Jade rocking that Sailor Moon attire, anime style, as it is a cosplay event. We saw some go back and forth between kicks and strikes, and Riley Jade just lifting up Bella Madison. We saw Bella Madison driving Riley Jade around the ring, rolling around, kind of swinging her, dragging her, if you will. But then chaos would ensue as Mr. Leon Hader takes a little bump ski off the apron, and well, Bella Madison goes over to the judges' table. She's framing Trap Gambino. She takes some glass and pow, right off of Riley Jade's dome piece, puts her in the camel clutch, make her humble, and that is it. Bella Madison, Bella now the Goddess of Chaos Madison, gets a victory over the newcomer, Riley Wildcard Jade. And Joel, I'll start with you here because Pink Team representing, y'all got the dub.
We did. I think it was a nice clean win. You know, Leon went and stuck his head in where it didn't belong, started massaging her skull like some sort of weirdo, and he took a bump for it. You know, you get what you deserve, man. Stay on the sidelines. Let the girls play.
What is this, phrenology? What was he, rubbing her head lumps? What the hell's wrong with you, man? Rubbing and checking on her, massaging. You had some phrenology and all that shiznit, man?
Friggin' Hater.
All right. Well, we'll get to Mr. Leon here. Leon Hader, you took a bump, man. You took a hell of a bump outside the ring. Everybody was checking on you. It was hard. And then Bella Madison comes out of here with some glass right to the phys ace of your girl, Riley Wildcard Jade. Let's talk about it, man. Let's talk about it.
You know, let's rewind this a little bit. Let's talk about why I got involved. Okay. So I'm watching Bella taking Riley Jade with her eyes across the rope, something that is clearly in violation of any MMA, lingerie fighting, professional wrestling. I don't care what sport or in any accord, that is illegal. So I have a fighter who, unfortunately, I love Terry London, but I don't love her as a referee. And she just can't see clearly what's going on. So I'm going to check on my fighter because I got to make sure that she can still compete. And in that whole debacle, Bella decides to take advantage of it. She pushes Riley into me, and then I fall down into the depths of the concrete. So yeah, I'm a little upset by that. But wait, there's more. While all that's going on, and I can see through my peripheral vision this glass that's introduced into the ring, the glass that's used against Riley. I'm sorry. I'm getting worked up. Glass that's used against her face. Let me tell you, Stevie Wonder could have seen this. Okay. Ray Charles is rolling over in his grave right now from the atrocity that happened in that ring. And as soon as everybody finally realized that there was still a fight going on, all of a sudden, a camel clutch comes out of the fact that Riley might have been dead. But we're going to pretend like we didn't see glass in the ring. I don't know. I think Terry London needs her eyes checked. I think Holly needs to have her eyes checked. And I think the judges need to overturn the victory from Bella Madison.
All right. Well, I will say this. I do have to agree with you on point. I love Terry Fisivis London just like anybody. That's such a bubbly and vibrant personality. But when it comes to her referee skills, if LFC and Sturgis is any indication, very lenient and also kind of drizzling, man, on the show.
It goes both ways, man.
What?
Just looking impartial here.
Well, I'm not trying to. I'm trying to be impartial, but I mean, sometimes you got to
get a little spade a spade. You're like you're stroking his ego here, and like
you got to call a spade a spade.
Call me anything. Call me what I call myself.
I love Terry too, but God dang it, man. When it comes to referee, you know what I'm saying? It's a little bit, a little before, you know,
I didn't see it. I didn't see what you guys saw.
Apparently you weren't there.
You weren't there. The kids, you're going by kids. You're going by 14 year olds who were there. 14 year olds.
42 years old. Okay. The kid has a bachelor's degree.
What is this? Like I am 12. What have you been watching? The bench warmers and you're paying them money like you're Tim Meadows on a friggin' baseball team. Come on.
I think Joel just got done watching the case of Benjamin Button. He's got this whole thing confused.
That's what it is.
They were kids. They were crying when they saw they didn't know what they were looking at. They'd never seen nothing like this in their life.
They were just happy to be there.
Because you were in their face. You were threatening them. Ugh. Watch out for the match. You're standing there. You're like looking down on them. Like,
well, listen.
Of course they're freaking out.
Clearly they were missing a father figure. I was just trying to help them out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, okay, George Michael. We'll move on to the next bout of the evening, which was another black team aficionado, if you will. I know, Leon, you were very happy to see her back. It was the battle of the undefeated streaks. Somebody had to lose. One Italian had to win. And, well, ooh. Angelica, the Italian knockout Cole, takes on the re-emergence of one Lauren the Adventuress Ceccarelli. And my first thought of this was, who is this woman? Because this woman that we saw back at LFC 35 Booty Camp 3D, oh my God, compared to what we got here, whoo, she was yelling at Katia Cortez, FHM Playboy Playmate of the Year, who was the special guest ring announcer, called her Cecarelli instead of Ceccarelli. Her hair was swinging back and forth. Her hand was out. Wanted her to get it right. The tood was there. Angelica the Italian knockout Cole, your fighter, Mr. Leon Hader, refused to shake hands, put her hands behind her back because she's the Italian knockout. And man, she came out with the stripes. She came out with the kicks. Laura, the Adventurous Ceccarelli, was working on that leg like a Bret Hart, Mr. Perfect match. I thought we were going to have a figure four on the ring post. And Leon, this is where we come to you, sir. You saw the leg. You saw her holding it. She was wrenching at it. You had the towel. And Angelica threw that towel away. And then overhand right, shot to ribs, kick, continue. Angelica and the Italian knockout. Cole is 2-0. Let's go back and rewind. Like you stated earlier in the first bout, you almost threw that towel in.
I'm going to tell you what. Like, I have a vested interest in my fighters. And when I saw that leg being worked, and I'm going to give Lauren some credit here. She knew that Angelica was coming with the with fist of fury. She knew that. And she trained well for this fight. It takes a great coach to admit that they're wrong. And, you know, in the moment, in the heat of the battle, I watched Angelica. Everybody saw it. We watched her collapse. And I thought, you know what? I can't risk another fighter with another broken bone, right? We remember Feather Haddon and the nose that never healed, mm-hmm. right? So I couldn't risk it. And I went to get the towel. You guys saw it. I jumped up on the apron. I went to throw the towel in. And what did Angelica do? She stopped my hand. She said something to me in English / Italian and whatever. I didn't matter what language it was. I understood what she was saying. She took that thing, ripped it out of my hand, threw it into the crowd, and went back into the fight. I mean, I'm guessing it seems like I trained her better than I trained myself to identify what was going on. And my girl came through and she finished the fight. She showed everyone why she is the knockout. And in a very technical knockout with that kidney blow, with that rib punch, she took Lauren out of the whole ring. She couldn't recover. That was it.
I will say this. I do give Lauren some credit for not submitting or not tapping out. But I mean, when you get that shot, and we all saw it, it was brutal from the Italian knockout. And she took that mic right afterward, said, "I'm the Italian knockout. I'm coming." She was ready.
Hold on. I got to put this out there too, because earlier on in the fight, and for a big part of it, anytime Angelica got a little bit of leeway, mm-hmm. what did Lauren do? She used an old pro wrestling trick. I'm going to hide under the rope, and I'm going to try to, you know, get back. And I get it. She's probably seen Ric Flair do that 1,000 times. But this ain't pro wrestling. This is lingerie fighting championships. And in this case, I will give Terry Feisty Fist London some credit, because normally when you're supposed to, you know, separate the fighters and let them reset, you know, Lauren just wasn't able to, I'm sorry, Terry wasn't able to identify what it was, and Lauren paid the price.
I will say this, very smart, but kind of tactics like you mentioned it from the pro wrestling side, but this is women's mixed martial arts. This is a little bit of MMA, a little bit of wrestling, a little bit of clothing. Here in LFC, we go hard in the paint. We get all up in your grill. We get all up in your face, and it's all about that space. Oh, my goodness. Joel Kane, Angelica the Italian knockout, Cole, Lauren the Adventurous Ceccarelli, both looking fine as wine. Angelica rocking the Italian on her face. Lauren the Adventurous Ceccarelli rocking the purple, rocking the boots. This was a new, rejuvenated, and revigorated Lauren the Adventurous Ceccarelli. Joel, speak on it.
I don't care, man. It's not my fight. I have no wow. Where's the red team coach right now? I don't know. Where's the guy over here? Are they over there? I don't know, man. But I will say this, though. I will say, like, you know, you're saying like a great coach admits he makes mistakes or whatever. You know, I think a great coach doesn't make mistakes. You know, we just don't make mistakes over here. That's the way we roll. Yeah, like, shake your head all you want, man. You know, it's like I'm happy for you. You're growing and stuff. That's great. But you know, like we're here to be up here. You know, we're not growing. Top of the game.
Top of the charts. Top of the line.
No, see, I thought it was a good fight. I did enjoy the fight. I thought it was good. You know. It was back and forth. I did like the move when she popped her head out of the ring and she basically just told her, no, no, no. I thought that was pretty funny. I don't know.
That's a universal language right there.
That is.
She stopped for a second. But
hey, Bob Quiz, how do you say no in Spanish?
She's not Spanish. She's Italian.
No, no, no. But how do you know? How do you say no in Australia? How do you say no in Italian? How do you say no in Canadian?
In which?
In Canadian.
It's the same fucking thing, man. You just say no.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry. New. Is that what you're looking for?
I was about to say, wait a minute. When you were saying no one
Australian. It rubs off on you.
Well, when you were saying no one Australian, I was about to say Katia Cortez was a ring announcer. She's not fighting. It was the only Australian we had in the building that night, man. Oh, my goodness. But, yes, Angelica the Italian Knockout Cold comes out with a victory. She is 2-0 in LFC. Congratulations, Leon, for the Italian Knockouts victory. And, well, we're going to lead some more to victory here. As we saw the return of MJ the Dominator Domino, one of the sexiest doggone Catwomans we've ever seen, against my Death Proof Richards, also making her return the Battle of the South Dakotians, if you will. Whew. These two went at it, the strikes, the kicks. Mai pulled the Bianca Belair and whipped her with her hair, whipped her with those dreads, baby. She went after Ali Spoon, the ring girl. She knocked that bada boom, bada bing right out of her hand. These two went at it. I was very impressed with the ruthlessness and the aggressive side of Mai Richards. I was impressed with the power, the strength, and the core of MJ the Dominator Domino. Then she gets her in that choke, tappy tap, tap out, rest in peace, Carl Weathers. And MJ the Dominator Domino gets another victory here in the LFC auspices. She started out with Lauren, then she went with Jenny Wholesome. And, well, she's been on a roll. She's learned, she's adapted, she's grown. I love me some MJ the Dominator Domino. Leon, we'll start with you. Uno, once again, your girl, MJ the Dominator Domino. Hit me up.
Listen, these two went back and forth, and I really appreciate especially what MJ was doing with the cosplay here. Now, what that allowed for was a little bit of a Lucha Libre type of vibe, type of energy, because you see what her opponent was doing, right? You saw Mai. I mean, yeah, little hair slap here, and that's fine, fun and dandy. Little ass slap there. But when we start getting into trying to remove the mask, I saw what she was doing. You know, in Lucha Libre, that is one of the most disrespectful things that one can do. And you saw the fight. I mean, I know you mentioned what you mentioned, but this we can't be amiss on the fact that that's what Mai Richards was trying to do. She was trying to play mind games, trying to remove the mask. And when she finally did, here she is messing with Coach Leon Hader. She's trying to taunt me. She's not paying attention to her opponent. And unfortunately for her, fortunately for the black team, MJ made her pay. And that's all I got to say about that.
Oh, yeah, a little trick out of Mexico like we've seen in the legendary hair versus mask match over there in the Lucha Libre style. And, Leon, they be getting all up in your grill like you're Missy Elliott. And, well, she paid, like Leon just mentioned, they're right into the choke. And I got to say, Maya is very much a smiley human being. What we've seen her do from the ring girl side of things, and especially in the ring at Sturgis when she went against the likes of Jenny Bloody Valentine and Sarah the Beast Brooke, like this was just great showing from both ladies, but MJ the Dominator Domino, don't sleep on her. Well, she was sleeping. That would be Mai Richards after that. Tappy tap tap. But congratulations once more to MJ the Dominator Domino. Joel, speak on it once more. The Dominator dominating MJ Dominator Domino and Mai Death Proof Richards. Yeah.
That was a lot of alliteration there. Thank you so much. With all due respect to Mr. Elliott over here, I mean, everyone hates you. I mean, that's your go-to. I mean, like, if she didn't want to come play games with you, she had that match, like, wrapped up. She was laughing her way through the whole thing. She laughed her way through the submission. I mean,
everything's funny to her, I know.
I don't get it. And she's always laughing.
Always she's laughing. A glutton for pain and thinks it's funny. I don't know.
It's all good, but, like, you know.
Hey, Mai, you lost.
I don't think it was a Lucha match. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus.
You think she was doing, like, that was a luchador? It was a cat mask. She was dressed as a cat. She was a cat mask.
But it's very reminiscent of the mask versus, you know, just everything that goes into it, hair. But we ain't saving nobody's hair up in here, man. We're talking about like mask.
It's true.
It's one of the most precedents. It's legendary. It's lore. It's Lucha Libre, man. And I mean, when you have the Catwoman mask, she was right on point. She said, all right, okay, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to look sexy, but I'm going to kick ass at the same time. Mai Richards, like we talk about the laughing and the smiling, could be some Jedi mind tricks going on there. But at the end of the day, she took the L, and she didn't have an L the shape on her forehead. But she did come out looking like an all-star, even in defeat. So, I mean, hey, and we move on to the next one here. Black team representing once more, Jenny Bloody Valentine, one of the most sexiest poison ivies I've ever seen. Move over, Uma Thurman. Against Sarah. friggin' Harley Quinn over here having some fun. Now we've seen Sarah Wolf as a referee at LFC 37 and LFC 31 respectively. And she makes her LFC debut here at LFC 38 Angels and Little Devils. Oh my goodness. We saw sentons, we saw strikes, we saw head scissors, we saw everything in between but the kitchen sink. And these two went at it from pillar to post, distance to distance, round to round. And it ended in something that we haven't seen in a while within the LFC auspices.
Yeah.
In a draw. Leon, speak on your girlfriend.
We haven't seen a draw since Andrea Vladoy versus she's our current champ.
Yep, Jolene.
Jolene Hex. Let me tell you, it was back and forth. But I'm going to have to rename. We know about Poison Ivy. Who was the other one? Harley Quinn? Was she trying to be?
Sarah Wolf. Yep, Harley Quinn.
Sarah Wolf. No, we're calling her Sarah Wiggs because that thing came off so quick. And then it became Sarah Ball Cap. And then it became Sarah Bad Haircut. Listen, I don't think there was a fight. But there was also like a love session going on and I guess in the lore, Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn, they were a thing. But the only thing that needed to happen in the ring was the black team taking the win. And I actually see it as more of a mind game. And let me tell you, like, this was one of the most pro wrestling centric, exciting matches on the card. Like you had mentioned, there were slams, there were throws, there was a lot of action, and I you know what, I'm gonna give it up to both fighters. They were evenly matched, and I would love to see them throw down again to see who's the best of the best. But without all the costumes, let's make it real and let's make it worth something.
Mentioned the smoocheroony at the end. Oh my goodness. And also as well, we saw a little nice little stink face action from Sarah Wolf during the bout. And like you mentioned, her Sarah O'Connor, nothing compares to you, taking that wig off, baby. It was very interesting, like you mentioned, very pro wrestling centric type of bout. And it's something that was worthwhile for all the LFC fans to check out, whether you are in person or watching the LFC website. It was a sight to see. Now, Joel Kane, Sarah Wolf, and Jenny Bloody Valentine, your thoughts?
Hey, look. Leon, I don't know what website you're getting your cartoons from or your comic books from, but I don't believe that they were like into each other in the lore. Anyways, that aside, it was a great finish. I enjoyed that. But, it was a good fight. It was back and forth. She did slap the wig right off her. I mean, that kind of ruined the whole, Harley Quinn look she had going on. And then it was like, she should have just taken that thing off right away because that was weirding me out for about half that match. It was hard to watch. But I did like the intensity. I liked the scream. I liked it when she dropped her back on her. It was there was some heavy hits in that one, back and forth. I hate that it ended in a draw.
Strong word.
Believe in draws. But that was a good fight. That was a really fun one to watch.
Well, someone got their wig split, and there was that lovey-dovey kiss type of.
You know, hey, wait for a little bit. Sarah, hey, look, when she had the ball cap on, it was only for a little bit. She kind of looked like, and she's not on my team, so I can talk shit. She kind of looked like the doll that Angelica had on Rugrats.
Oh, Cynthia, she's a pretty good dancer. Cynthia moved to the groove now, yeah.
We gotta pull that out at some point.
Get maybe something that Sid had from Toy Story. I don't know. But anyway.
The spider one?
Yeah.
I could see Cynthia though, because Cynthia only had like a little hair here. I get it. See the metaphor. Okay.
Great fighters. I want to see them go at it again for sure. I don't like draws either. I mean, sounds like underwear, but yeah, that draws are
Leon over here just freeballing.
Rocking out, man, with your – yeah, I'll move on. So next up we had the – now these two, very interesting one here, both made their debut at LFC 26 Booty Camp and has been a doggone, like, class of just different styles but also menacing talents and menacing opponents because, oh, my goodness, what a co- and semi-main event Bella Inc. looking like the hottest dog on Barbie ever with her balloons, taking on Tamiko, the temptress, Tajima, looking like a ninja, looking like a genie, looking like something else, and she just celebrated her 57th birthday. Happy birthday, Tamiko. She's looking good.
You want to say that?
She's only a little bit older than the coach.
Well, yeah, we could say that, man.
Yeah,
she's proud. She's proud.
Goes out. About six times older than the kids that you had out there.
Oh! See, it all 42. Comes back to 42. I am 12. So we had just Bella Inc. against Tamiko the Temptress Tajima. This match was nuts. This was just back and forth. Like we mentioned the strikes, we mentioned the kicks, we mentioned the takedowns. These two pulled no punches. They were in the corner. They were working over each other. And then Bella Inc. just wha-pow right here. And then gets the victory with a nice little head scissor. She was working the choke. She was working everything. Bella Inc. shows no mercy. Tamiko shows no mercy. And this was just another win for Bella Inc. The last time we saw both these ladies once more, LFC 36 Booty Camp 4. Bella Inc. with her arm-wrenching victory over Ariana Blaze. And Tamiko with her victory over Carmen Valentina. Now, both ladies back at the FSW Arena. Bella Inc. this time ready to fuck shit up and rev it up. And Tamiko the Tempest Tajima was ready.
We can say that?
Yes, we can.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. So, wow. Leon, we're talking about it again. Bella Inc., who is now, well, first of all, we got to address this. Not on the black team anymore. She's on Team Loyal Fans.
Oh, I mean, Bella Inc. switches more teams than I was going to insert. Yeah, Joel's waiting for it, right?
Yep.
Bella has switched more teams than Joel has went to sausage factories. Oh, and that's a lot. So, I mean, Bella Inc. has always been a force to be reckoned with, right? I say that one of the things that normally and typically prohibits her or inhibits her ability to give the full potential is whatever she wears out there, which is next to nothing, right? Same thing for Tamiko. Happy birthday to Tamiko. But again, they both had some stuff on that I wouldn't have picked, and let happen, let things be as they may. You saw the fight, man. They went onto the judges' table, and even though I technically had no skin in the fight, as they say, I still care about the integrity of the LFC, the safety of the judges, and really just making sure that the event goes on as planned, right? We don't want to have something live pay-per-view and all of a sudden some big ass censored sign goes up or we lose our stream. So I need to make sure that we restore order regardless of the team. But I mean, this has been happening a lot. Probably every show we've had somebody go out into the ground and mess up the judges tables. And, you know, I mean, Holly May hasn't done much about it, so I guess it continues, but you know, I had to make sure that we could continue on with the show.
We'll say to Leon's point there, talking about the announce table spot, very reminiscent to what we saw with Jenny Bloody Valentine against Veronica Payne back at LFC 31. Same judge as well. Trap Gambino all up in the mix. Trap Daddy. Oh my goodness. He's always having women just falling on him with the judges table. It's that doggone judges table, man. Just everything.
You seen him in the limos? Seen Trap's got, he's got his own. I can't ride with Trap. If I rode with Trap, I'd be a single man again because he rolls in a way that I can't. I don't envy him, but he's doing all right for himself. He's not like, mad at him.
Well, he's like Ludacris. He's rolling out with him and his homies. So drop that, roll out,
and move, bitch, get out the way. I mean, because it's. Do you have a Ludacris reference,
but since he was just at the Super Bowl, it's like it's reignited Ludacris's like relevancy in the pop culture sphere. So I'm going to give you that one, Larkin.
Oh, get back, motherfucker. You don't know me like that. So get back here, Mr. Joel Kane, to the point. Yeah. Yo,
I mean, welcome to the judges' table where the players play. I mean, come on now. Let's
every day. Come on. We'll be here all day. What's your fantasy? See? Okay. Joel Kane. Bella, we'll get to her in a minute. Bella Inc. and Tamiko the Temptress Tajima, both debuted at the same event, LFC 26 Booty Camp. We are here now. It's LFC 38. Your thoughts? Let them know.
Yeah, well, one thing that's nice about not being there for that event is at least Bella Inc.'s not trying to slap me in the face this time. She's She's like every other woman with you, Leon. You know, she's always trying to get in my corner and give me shit. But, you know, it's a nice thing. I send my 42-year-old friend in there. You can take care of it. Anyway.
He's great. You know, I think we're I think too much time has passed. Too much time has passed to a point where Joel Cain has been pushing a pull. It's just I feel like the ethos is off. We've gone too many years. It's probably why COVID started, was because Joel Cain had not been thrown into a pool. And it's just Mother Nature mad at us, probably.
I think it was a bat, but it could be that too. You know, whatever.
Well, there's going to be theories. There's going to be a point where you get thrown in the pool again. I mean, the last time we saw it was at Sturgis, and that was dirty ass water. But I mean, it's going to happen, man, because you keep putting yourself in predicaments. So something's got to give with you and your ass in the pool.
Yeah, I had to get a colonic after that. Actually, there was some nasty stuff got up there, but
probably some of that sausage.
No, okay.
All right.
Show me a man who doesn't like a sausage factory, and I will show you not a man. Okay. There's nothing better than going in a factory with ground smoked meats hanging on a pole. Just, this sounds bad now the way I'm saying it, now that I'm hearing myself out loud, but let me bring it back and just tell you, it's real nice. Okay. It smells real good. And you get three samples.
You're not helping yourself. You know, it smells real nice.
Fuck you both, man. I don't need this.
Next bite.
Sausages aside, we have, God damn you, we have our main event of the evening, a special open challenge featuring Katie Bombshell Forbes. A is back into his house, man. And she decided, hey, I'm going to take the mic, I'm going to mention, and I'm going to talk about who am I going to face. And, well, it was none other than Bella Madison, who fought Riley Jade back in the first bout, and she is back now, the goddess of chaos in our main event, baby.
Again.
Yeah.
Again.
Further proof that nothing went on in that first round, because there she is, fighting.
Yeah, there she was, and she was all happy, and she was all honored to be her opponent. And, well, these two had to quote JR, a slobber knocker of a main event, as, again, slams, just booties and faces, just everything that went into it. Like you mentioned, Bella had it on the ropes. Chicanery, everything, just plunder from down under, if you will. And, well, chicanery happened once more because Leon, well, yeah.
What? Chicanery, Leon, you said.
Is that like, I thought I heard you say charcuterie.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay. Chicanery, same thing.
All right.
Go ahead, man.
You want me first or Joel?
No, you go first on this one.
All right.
Good.
So in this bout, you have the unstoppable force against the the immovable object, the unstoppable force. You have Bella Madison, who is super top heavy, and you have Katie Forbes, who's got the junk in the trunk that keeps you all frunk. I can't do it like you, Mike. I tried. I tried to find three things that rhymed and it didn't work. Anyway.
Wait a minute. Hold on, man. I'm going to interrupt you. You could have just went the E40 T-Pain route there trying to get to her in that booty.
Look, if she got the ass, you can't pass. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, I don't know. Listen, we talked about this before. I told Katie, let's pick somebody out of the crowd. Let's pick Holly May. Pick somebody. Like we can make a lot of money and make it very controversial. And I think she kind of missed the mark with what I was getting at, because she picked someone controversial, and she picked someone that was going to make LSC a lot of money, because this bout didn't disappoint. Wouldn't have been my choice, but at the end of it, seeing how it all went down, seeing Bella Madison finally get a taste of her own medicine, I was happy with it.
I will say, unfortunately, stuff did awry after the end bout, which I'll focus still on you here, Mr. Leon Hader. Glass was in there again, as Katie Forbes got a little bit of a measure up on what we saw in the first bout. Bella Madison takes the glass right to the face, and then Katie locks in a very STF / real stretch type of maneuver. Tap it, tap, tap, and Katie the Bombshell Forbes gets the W in the LFC 38.
Hey, have Joel take this. I don't want to lose you. Let me get my charger. Are you guys Samsung guys?
Yes.
Yeah, USB-C. Come on, I'm not like...
Be right back. Jamie. Go ahead, Joel.
All right. Hit it.
Joel. All right, I'm going to get my charger too. I'm guilty right here. No, it was a good match, and I will give Hayter some credit here. At least he admits that he did see that glass, because that glass I saw. I didn't see the other one, but I definitely saw that one go upside Bella Madison's head. And I'll tell you right now, that should have been a disqualification. I'm going to chalk that one. I'm going to take that L right off the board right here. We're going to make that a W. I'm like 4-1 now or something like that on the night. It was a beautiful day.
It's gone.
Stop it.
Look, this is how we're going to have to end it, man. That's why Joel gets the last word. All right.
I love it. Go ahead, you amorphous blob. Tell me what you
have. Go ahead. Tell us what you thought. That. I said to you, like, you had a moment of fate there. You had a moment there where you were just like, yo, I'm going to slam her. But then you had a momentary relapse.
We're talking about that. Yeah. Okay. Oh, you're lucky. Man, my phone died. Thank you for taking me back in, even if I'm 1980s without cable type TV. I'm talking to you from a shower right now.
You look like Joe Coy.
Listen, I have a right to defend myself.
Right.
Every time, almost every time, Bella Madison has been a part of LFC ever since she got in there, her and I have always had some type of issue. And this is even worse than who's the other one we haven't seen in a long time? The other coach that had a love. She tried to have some love triangle and it was.
Oh, lovely. Our girl, Audrey Monique.
Audrey Monique, right? Let me tell you, man, Bella keeps putting her hands on me and the ante keeps getting up, higher. And I was that close to probably throwing her into the crowd.
Ooh.
You could have, but you didn't.
This is like
Tom I didn't, Cole. You know, and Holly had some words with me, right? And yeah. She was like, you know, you should have just walked away. She made it seem like it was that easy. So you know what I did when Holly May said I should just walk away?
What's that? You walked away.
I walked away. Yeah, I was like, I'm tired. I don't want to hear this no more. So if you want to suspend me, fine. But I'll tell you what, I'm about had it up to here with Bella putting her hands on me. And I'll tell you what, if she wants to, I'm going to have her sign a contract that if she puts her hands on me, that I'm allowed to retaliate as necessary. And then we'll see what happens.
I like that. It's like if you're physically provoked. You know what I'm saying? I got it. Put it in the clause. I see you. I like it. I like your style. Yes.
Yeah. I'm all about self-defense, Leon, but
yeah, you know,
I don't want to see you in the hospital, bud. Like, exactly. I need you out there to coach against me.
Okay, you see, now that's just hype and just confidence in your fighter looking to take down the Hayter man. So, yes, if we can get something in the contract clause where Leon can fight it back unless he's physically provoked by Bella Madison.
I can properly defend myself. That's all yes. I'm asking.
All right.
If that comes in the form of a brain buster, so be it.
Friggin' brain buster city. Okay. Now, our brains were busted, and a lot of things got busted, as we always see with LFC 38, Angels and Little Devils, and LFC in general, folks. It's a little bit of MMA, it's a little bit of wrestling, it's a little bit of clothing, and these two sons of guns put on a damn good show, and each and every ladies put on a damn good show, and that's what LFC brings you. So we thank you all.
And with me, you got a little bit of visibility right now. So
it's okay. It happens. You know, your phone died. It's okay. Well, we can still see you. You're like a silhouette right now. But you're all right. Okay. Well, that's all right. It's the end of the show. Well, at least you came through at the end of the show, so that's a plus. That's a plus.
You look like the Wayans brothers and White Girls.
Wow. No, actually, I feel like the chick behind the screen in The Golden Child. When Eddie Murphy wanted to talk to her and she was the snake. So you can't go behind the screen. Don't go talk to her.
I gotta go now. I gotta go watch that.
I gotta go watch that back.
Yeah, I'll come back for the next review. I'll be like, I get it.
It's like the Wizard of Oz right now.
So dominating performance from the black team at the end of the night, man. Wigan 3-1. I mean, you had Angelica get the dub. You had MJ get the dub. You had Katie get the dub. Your girl Bella did come out, Joel, in the beginning of the first fight with her victory over Riley Jade. So, I mean,
nice clean victory.
Everybody showed up and showed out. And shout out to Team Loyal fans for their amazing talents. And shout out to Katia Cortez for ring announcing. And just shout out to everybody that makes LFC what it is. And we appreciate you. I appreciate
you. We're doing something real quick. Keep talking. I got to find something out.
We appreciate y'all for all supporting us and checking us out each and every time that we see Lingerie Fighting Championships at LFC
Fights. Don't leave yet.
I'm not leaving. Right, I was going to Joel here. So, Joel, on the LFC Exposed, we're up to season 13, and it's going into LFC 35. You were a part of the very first episode of that. I got to say something to you, man. Wine, pizza, and everything that goes into an LFC partay. You put it out on FetLife, and then, well, it got crashed by Lauren Ceccarelli. It got crashed by the Black Team. Man, you try to throw a party with horror movies, pizza, and wine, and then everybody just shows up when you want it to be specifically for the Pink Team, man. Oh, hold on.
Dad? More visible, Leon.
Yeah!
My God, he's so black.
Oh, what happened?
We can't see anything, man.
We can't see anything. It's just a black screen. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Oh, now he's not visible at all.
There he is.
Oh, there he is. Welcome back, brother.
Welcome back, buddy.
Nope. It's a picture again.
It's the picture again.
All right. Well, he's figuring that out. More visible, less visible, invisible, whatever he is. I don't care.
Yes.
I threw out that party invite. Everybody crashed. It was supposed to be a really nice B-movie night. We're going to watch a nice little movie about some art project that eats people. I don't even know what it was about. It was something. Yeah, stop looking over there. He'll be back. Don't worry. He'll be back. You know, dude, keep side-eyeing over here. I'm right here. I'm right in front of you. I'm talking right now.
I'm hearing you.
Well, what are you looking at over there? You got somewhere to be? What is this?
No.
You asked me a question.
Jesus, answer the question.
You asked me.
Partey.
Right? Jesus. Good party, though. I did get a bit of a face wash there. That kind of made up for it, except my spectacles did fall, and they had booby sweat all over them. So that kind of, you know.
But the thing, too, is, like, I think going into that, what was great is you put it on FetLife as opposed to Facebook. Like, why would you put an event on FetLife when you would want it to go on
Facebook? Because you put shit on Facebook, and then you get 1,000 maybes, you know? You put it on FetLife, and everyone gets excited.
But wait a minute. Hold on. That means you have a FetLife account. How long have you had that FetLife account?
I never said I had a FetLife account.
I don't know, man.
If
you're putting it on FetLife, you have got to have a FetLife.
How would you know that, Mike Larkin?
Because you would. Because anybody who's on FetLife would want to have a FetLife account, you put shit on FetLife.
You know what? I thought I was going to be slick with my phone. And so I used the same link to get in. So it looks like I thought I could be on both at the same time. So you had to kick me out of one to get the other. Because I thought it would have been cool if you had had two versions of me, like two angles. You'd have A roll and B roll, but it wasn't going to work.
Well,
yeah, you could have like a real flattering, like up here angle kind of thing. And then, like,
it's all good. I appreciate it. But hey, the show is awesome. I mean, it's always great when I win more than I lose, because I really do have a passion for it. I really care about these girls, and I want to see them succeed. And I'm just happy for the next event, which is coming up here pretty soon.
LFC 39, Secrets Hideaway, Kissimmee, Florida. Headline main evented by the third encounter between Bella Madison and Sheena the Hungarian Hurricane.
Ooh. Joel, you going to be there?
Yes.
Oh, I won't. I won't be there, but, you know.
We'll see. I might send my friend Doug. You know, you met him at the last one. He's 42. Okay.
We'll see.
See if I can make it.
He owns a yacht.
Fair enough. Catch out LFC 39, Goddess Among Us, Secrets Hideaway, Kissimmee, Florida, hosted by Secrets Jordan Marshall and Misha Montana, the wife of Matt Riddle, bro. And you can check out great bouts like Bella Madison and Sheena the Hungarian Hurricane Bathory, the debut of Mila Romanoff against the returning Mia, Mama Mia, Mayhem, Annabella. You can check out Bella and Sheena, like we mentioned as well. You can check out Avery Ryder against MJ the Dominator Domino. And you can check out Paris Love and Gia Love. Oh my goodness, what a card we have in the Sunshine State with a bomb-ass headbeat, baby. Let's go. It's Flo Rida. So, as we close this out, thank you, Leon. Thank you, Joel, for an amazing and as always fun review. And thank you, LFC fans, for tuning into these shows, to tune into all events. We appreciate you. We love you. We respect you. And, well, Joel, you're blind as fuck if you can't see the glass, because you're going to put it on the glass like it's Sir Mix-a-Lot. Baby Got Back, and we out.
To me, I love the looking for a good time, good time. Honey, I'm right here. I'm right here. If you're looking for the good life, good vibes. Honey, I'm right here. I'm right here. And I'm waiting for you. And I love you in your summer skin. Looking at you, looking like you're looking for a good time. Come talk to me.